Psalm 119.
Look on my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Give me life according to your promise. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. Great is your mercy, O Lord. Give me life according to your rules. Many are my persecutors and my adversaries, but I do not swerve from your testimonies. I look at the faithless with disgust because they do not keep your commands. Consider how I love your precepts. Give me life according to your steadfast love. The sum of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous rules endures forever.
Today's devotion: reliance on God's word. When the psalmist writes this passage in Psalm chapter 119, verse 153 to 160, he may perhaps be in an unfavorable circumstance. This passage seems to be a call for God's help in asking him to deliver the writer from some affliction. It is not clear what kind of problem that the author is facing, but verse 157 suggests that some persecutors and adversaries might be affecting him in some way. These people are also being described as the wicked and faithless. The synonyms of the scriptures appear in every verse of this passage as follows: law, promise, statutes, rules, testimonies, commands, precepts, and truth. Thus, these observations above suggest that the central idea of this passage is about how believers can rely on God's word to respond to unchristian or unkind treatments that come by our ways. Let us observe the contrasting attitudes of the psalmist from his adversaries towards the scriptures. For his enemies, they do not seek the statutes of God, and they do not keep God's commandments. Even though these people went against the psalmist and afflicted him, he pled his cause to God, asking God to redeem him and for deliverance. His conviction to remain faithful to God in not forgetting his law and not swerving from his testimonies is evident. One significant observation concerning the possible dire opposition that the psalmist faces is the thrice usage of the phrases, "Give my life." He cries out this plea to God in accordance with his promise, his rules, and his steadfast love. The Psalter then ends this passage with a positive mood by stating God's word is truth, and his righteous rules endures forever. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus has called us to follow him. We are to be in the world and not of this world. The comforting promise that Jesus, high priestly prayer for his disciples in John chapter 17, applies to us as well today. Like the psalmist, let us strengthen our conviction in God's word and turn to him for help and deliverance. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, this world that does not know you may even be hostile to us because we as your children stand up and live by your ways. Help us not to waver from our understanding of your word, and instead, we pray that you continue to help us persevere in being a witness that honors you. I pray in your name. Amen.